back to information you can use every day at your house here at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Broadcasting very nearly completely statewide. Every Saturday morning from 8 to 11, we're here at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348 to answer any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Whether you're trying to get a project done yourself and you want to know how to get it done, what tools to use, and the tricks of the trade, or you're simply looking for guidance in someone that can help you get it done, we can help you in either case. But right now, I want to go back to a topic we were talking about last week. We had Dan King from Harmon Solar in studio talking about the solar industry. There's so much confusion by the lay folks out there that aren't involved in the industry that keep hearing the headlines, seeing the Arizona Corporation Commission endeavor last year, and just the revolving door of issues on Arizona solar industry. We solved every problem, every anxiety last week. And then on Tuesday, APS announces they're going to put free solar panels on 3,000 homes. Folks, our phone lines at Rosie on the House melted with people calling, well, why would I pay for a system when APS is going to put 3,000 on for free? How do I get into that program? So I thought, man, just when we solved all the confusion, here we go again, round and round and round we go. Dan, thank you again for joining us Saturday morning. It's up to you and me, single-handedly again, for the entire state of Arizona to take all confusion out of the solar industry topic. What are we going to do with APS installing 3,000 free solar panels? How are you ever going to sell one?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. But I want one of those free systems.
I want a bowl of that crawfish stuff you guys got going on there.
Well, I tell you what, if you were here, they just threw the ribs on the smoker, and the first pot of kettle corn just came out, and they're starting to water over at the crawfish boil. We're gonna have us a feed this afternoon to several thousand friends and family. Oh,
there goes the bounce house up for the kids right now.
Bounce house is inflating now.
There you go. Well, you know, I can definitely understand people's confusion. If I got a minute or two, I could give a little bit of background on kind of what this program is all about.
Absolutely.
The utility company already has a program that has been approved by the Corporation Commission called Arizona Sun. And that allowed them to build up to 200 megawatts of what they call community-scale solar. And it's mostly large utility or community-scale solar projects. And they're coming to the end of that program, and they have one other installation that they've already proposed to the Corporation Commission called Red Hawk, and it's a 20-megawatt site, one location. And then this is just an alternative option to the commission that APS came out with, and they docketed that with the commission on Monday night, which everybody heard about it Tuesday. And it's going to allow an alternative for the commission to choose to let them deploy this 20 megawatts on 3,000 homes. So I think it's a great idea.
Rather than creating another solar panel farm like we have down at Gila Bend, they're going to locate smaller panels on rooftops, creating essentially the same amount of contribution of power back to the grid.
Exactly.
And in exchange for that, if they mount it on my house, I get free power?
No, it's not free power. So that's probably part of the confusion. So what you're going to get is, in essence, APS will sign an agreement with you for 20 years. They'll take care of installing it for free. They'll take care of, you know, any issues that happen. It's not your system. APS owns it. And in essence, what they're doing is renting your roof. And they're going to give you a bill credit every month for the next 20 years of $30. So if you put solar on your roof in this program, if it's approved, again, this still has to be approved by the Corporation Commission.
Okay.
But if it is approved, then that's the way it works. You don't get free power. And actually, the power that's generated goes into the grid, and it could go into your house or it could go into your neighbor's house. But you get a $30 bill credit every month. So to answer your question about the neighbor that just invested $20,000 or $30,000, trust me, that person's saving way more money than $30 a month if they made that investment. So
absolutely, for sure. Well, there's still a lot of issues about this that confuse me. So I'm just renting my rooftop to APS. Does APS then inherit the maintenance of my roof?
You know, the all of the true details of the program I'm not privy to yet, and I don't even know necessarily that they've been created. If the commission doesn't approve it, maybe APS hasn't spent the time to put that all together yet. But
okay.
I would imagine that there's got to be some sort of a period of time that they're going to be responsible for if there's an issue on the roof. And I also would imagine that their vetting process in order to pick the homes, they're going to make sure that there's an inspection done and that there's a reasonable amount of life left on that roof before they put the solar up there. I'm confident that APS would approach it that way.
Well, Dan, I want to thank you again for carving time out of your personal family weekend to join us here at Rosie on the House. Folks, we promoted last week that you can get a free solar analysis from the experts at Harmon Solar. Dan, give us that number one time and again, then you can go enjoy your Arizona weekend.
The 800 number is 800-281-3189, or obviously HarmonSolar.com. And people could talk to our solar consultants, and if they don't get a $30 savings through other means, then maybe this is a program down the road, if it's approved, would be a good option.
Fantastic. Thanks
Rosie
a bunch.
On the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.